it or not. We are all here. Somebody we know lay down last night. Yeah.
Woo!
Hey.
But look at you and I.
Yeah. Thank you.
Somebody ought to be glad that you did.
Some people pronounce the word Elisha.
Whether it's Elisha or Elisha, we know that he is a contemporary prophet of Elijah. Elijah, you need to know, taught him and mentored him. How many know that in this life we need mentors?
Amen.
We need people who are sometimes older than we are, but they have experienced things that we haven't experienced. Have I got a witness?
Amen.
Yeah. And, you know, every Timothy needs a Paul. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And I'm thankful that the Bible didn't leave women out. Every Ruth needs a Naomi.
Amen.
Have I got a witness?
Amen.
Yeah, every Barnabas needs a John Paul. Come on now, somebody. We need somebody in this life to encourage us. Those people who have experienced some things that we haven't.
Amen.
We need to, if they don't come to us, we as older people, those of you who are older, need to go to them.
Amen.
And pour our life into others. Have I got a witness?
Amen.
We see such a story similar in this chapter 4. The Bible says that a certain woman lost her husband. We can relate to that. We experience loss, some of us, all the time. And the Bible says that she was left with two sons.
Amen.
Now, sometimes we have to infer and read in between the lines. The Bible goes on to say that her husband was also, it says, one of the sons of the prophets of Elisha. Stay with me now. And as it happens, when people die, they leave things behind. Have I got a witness?
Amen.
Well, this particular gentleman evidently had died somewhat suddenly and left debt behind.
Amen.
You know, sometimes you don't have time to get your affairs in order.
That's right.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
How many know death is inconvenient?
Amen.
Death waits on no one. When death occurs, the time of a clock keeps right on ticking. Come on, somebody. She had been now bereft of her husband. Her only means of bringing in the bacon. Come on now. And now the creditors are coming at her. And the Bible says that the creditors came with such force, now they wanted to take her sons away from her and make them bond servants, no doubt to pay the debt that her husband had left behind. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Well, that's where we're at. It says, now there cried a certain woman. This woman was bereaved, y'all, of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor, somebody say the creditor. The creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondsmen. How many know when it rains? Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Well, that's a strange question. He said, in other words, you know, I feel your pain, but what you want me to do about it? I can't bring him back, you know, but, well, we go on and read. Somebody say, read on.
Read on.
And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? Now, that's where I want to park just for a moment. What Elisha is saying is that you are asking for a breakthrough. You're asking for a deliverance. Elisha was saying, now, I'm going to help you, but before I help you, you need to know that you are going to have to participate in your own deliverance. Come on, somebody. And I'm willing to help you, but you're going to have to become an active participant in your No, ain't no need for me to pray that gas will somehow mysteriously get in my car when I got money in my pocket. No, I got to go to the gas tank. Come on, somebody. said, what you got in the house? When Peter discovered where he was, the Bible says that the angel disappeared, because God is saying right there, when you can do for yourself, that's when I'll leave you.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to do for you what you can do for yourself.
Amen.
Lord have mercy, I wish I had a praying church.
Amen.
Yeah. What is this saying? This is talking about, you know, it's all right to pray the prayer, Lord, we want you to go by the rest home. No, you go by the rest home. No, stop praying for the Lord to go by the hospital, and you go by the hospital. I know it's going to get cried right there. You know, I just pray that God deliver me from church folk. I preached a sermon not too long ago where Jesus said, you make me
sick.
I tell you, church folk will make you sick. Can I tell you about church folk? Church folk are in church, but the church ain't in them.
Church folk,
you mad with you're blue in the face. And when a black person turns blue, that's a long time. Without taking a breath. I guess white people will turn the color too. But when you change your natural color, you've been praying a long time without a breath. He ain't hearing us when we are angry with our brother or our sister. Anger hinders our prayer. Did you hear me? Listen, I said you need to make it right today.
Borrow
not a few. Look at somebody say, borrow not a few.
Borrow not a few.
That's what I really want to concentrate on right there. What he was saying is, I want you to go into the neighborhood, and I want you to borrow as many empty vessels as possible and bring them to me. Now, what he's inferring is this. Your blessing is going to be determined by how many vessels you bring back. Come on, somebody. Yeah, y'all ain't on board with it. I said your blessing is going to be determined by how much effort you put into your own breakthrough. In other words, if she came back with very few vessels, her blessings were going to be what? But if she brought back as many vessels as she could find, she was going to have a great blessing.
Amen.
See, what we do is we limit God. I'm going to give the subject right here. Look at somebody and say, stop holding back on God.
Stop holding back on God.
Yeah. Check this out. God sent me by today specifically to tell you that last thing that you won't give up. That last thing, I'm talking about that secret sin. You know, we got some sins in our life that we don't even tell God about. I'm talking about that kind of sin that you say to yourself, this ain't hurting nobody. Yeah, I knew it was going to be quiet. God sent me by to tell you to stop holding back on him. That last thing that you will not give to him. Look, somebody say, you got to give him everything. You're holding back on God. That secret sin, you know, sometimes, you know, we hold back on God and we can hide behind stuff. You can hide behind a quarrel. You can sing the songs of praise and still be holding back on God.
Amen.
Look at somebody and say, what are you holding back?
What are you holding back?
Some of you are holding your best praise. Amen. Some of you are holding back your love. Some of you are holding and hovering the thing if you would just let it go.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that secret thing. Somebody got a secret pleasure in you. God keeps sending me back to that. You keep saying, it ain't hurting nobody. Let me tell you, it's hurting you. And what you don't know is, not only is it hurting you, you're planting a seed. Those of you who have children. Look, somebody said, stop holding back on God.
Stop holding back on God.
Bible says that he told us to go borrow and borrow not a few. The inference is he knew that she, that first of all, let me tell you, she had some obstacles to deal with. First of all, she had to get past her grief. Didn't I just tell you she was a widow?
Yeah.
And the Bible says she cried unto him. So evidently it had been too long since she lost her husband. Let me tell you, grief will keep you from breakthrough.
Yeah.
Mm.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Grief will keep you through breakthrough. And some of our grief ain't when we lose a loved one, not through death. Sometimes our grief is when we lose a loved one and they're still alive. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
We got people in here today who have lost loved ones and they're still in the land of the living. Yeah, you see, I got real quiet right here. How did you lose them? You lose them now because even though they your kinfolk, they don't act like your
kinfolk.
I'm talking about sisters that don't act like sisters. I'm talking about brothers that don't act like brothers. I'm talking about cousins that are so distant, they don't even seem like cousins no more. She had to get over is her bereavement. She had to, first of all, stop crying. Look at somebody say, stop crying.
Stop crying.
And if that ain't for you now, that's for you to come, okay?
All right.
Because when you live this life, you're going to cry sometime.
Amen.
Anybody ever cried?
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
God wants to change your cry. He wants to give you, he wants to take those tears of sadness and replace them with tears of joy.
Amen.
I don't know about you, I don't mind crying when I'm happy.
Amen.
You know, I think I'm going to get happy right by myself.
Amen.
I say I don't have to cry. You know, it don't bother me when I cry. Tears of joy.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. When I go to work, I have to punch a clock. If I'm supposed to be there at 8, I'm there at 8:30.
Oh.
Mm. 7:30. Whatever. I'm about 30 minutes early. I'm 30 minutes early. I get there in time enough to have me a cup of coffee. Sit down and even have time enough to pray. So anybody who said Greg Hall get to work late is lying.
Amen.
Mm. You know, if somebody said that, I wouldn't even have to say a thing. Because people see what you do.
That's right.
More so than what you say.
That's right.
I say get to work ahead of time. Amen. Give a good day's work.
Amen.
Somebody say an honest day's work.
Honest day's work.
Stop being mad at your brothers and sisters and go fix it.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Amen.
Go fix it. Can I say right here, stop waiting on pastor to do it and you do it.
Amen.
I don't see nowhere in the text where he said, but go get your pastor. Look at my say, what you got?
What you got?
Yeah, that's the first thing he said. What you got in the house? In other words, you're going to participate in your own deliverance. You're not going to get delivered until you're willing to be delivered. You're not going to get breakthrough until you're willing to get breakthrough. Give God a hand clap of praise. Let's try to say, stop holding out. What are you holding out from God? What are you keeping from Him? There's a song that says, what shall I render? And we really need to ask ourselves that question. What shall I render? In other words, what can I give to Him? For some of us, all it takes is just give a smile. Did you know that we sing a song about God has smiled on me? You know, when God smiles on us, He don't even have to say a word.
Amen.
Our whole atmosphere is going to change.
Amen.
Because that's the God of the universe. He don't even have to crack His lips. All He got to do is smile on us. Did you not know you have the same power?
Amen.
If you would just smile at somebody. I know that's going to hurt some folks. You're so used to frowning. You're so used to worrying whether or not they're going to speak back. Don't worry about them speaking back. Remember, you're there. You're going to bless them.
Amen.
All right? Your blessing is to be able to bless them. I'm trying to help somebody. You still there waiting for them. You know, I ain't going to speak unless they speak. I ain't going to smile unless they smile. I'm talking to somebody right in here today. I ain't going to smile unless they smile. You the Christian. Your light can't get through that frown. So for some of us, the light is our smile. Somebody say, smile at somebody.
Smile.
Look at that same person, smile at everybody.
Smile at everybody.
Yeah, smile at everybody. And that's gonna really crack some faces in there. Got some stone faces in there. We're going to do a whole lot of smiling.
Amen.
We see that person that never speaks to us, we're going to smile. We're going to speak to them. Uh-oh. Did you hear me? And when you don't speak to them, the Holy Spirit, I pray He can fix you. And make sure you can't rest at night. Until you start speaking, until you start acting like a Christian. Why would anybody want to join us?
That's right.
And all we do is frown. I'm going to tell you, the Holy Spirit is more than making me jump up and down. I told you, when we get in the flow, it's what you're going to, where you're going to walk. You're going to walk that straight line? The Holy Spirit enables us to do what is necessary to please God. Give God another hand clap. And I said, stop holding out on it. Give it all to Him. Your next prayer, I want you to confess all your sins. Every one of them. And I have to be the first to admit I'm still messing up. But I also have to be the one to say that's between me and God.
Amen.
We're working on prayer. You can't work. I have to work on me.
Amen.
You work on you, I'm going to work on me.
Amen.
Please, I say, you do you.
Amen.